Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Off the ball. GAA.
It was magic times, badly needed for Limerick and by that team at the time. And, you know, obviously it kicked us into Northern Ireland semi-final after that, which again was territory that that team hadn't seen for a long time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball with NoviBet, home of the best value in bet builder betting. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome back to Monday Night's Off the Ball. And after that magnificent win against the Netherlands on Friday night in Cork, the Republic of Ireland are now one win away from qualifying for next year's Women's World Cup in Brazil. We're going to have live commentary tomorrow night at Stade des Alpes in Grenoble. It's going to be Kira Grant alongside Stephen Doyle on duty for that one, for France versus the Republic of Ireland. And I'm very happy to say that Republic of Ireland centurion Louise Quinn is with us on the line. Louise, how are you keeping?
Oh, I'm good. How's things? How are you?
Very well. You're still on a high from Friday, I suspect. Let's just linger on this for a moment before we get too bogged down with nerves and focus on tomorrow night. First things first, Cork is the official fortress of this Republic of Ireland team, it seems.
Yeah, it's incredible. I have to say, every time, you know, that I got went down to play. So that was against France and against Slovenia. And then obviously the girls now this time against the Netherlands. It's just, yeah, I don't know if it's in the air, if it's, you know, it's the good people last, you know, when we were there and you're just, you know, we stayed pretty much almost in the city centre and just the buzz, the people, you know, so excited to have us there. So welcoming. And just, yeah, just like a great stadium, historic, beautiful, nice and big. And, yeah, there's definitely just something about Páirc Uí Chaoimh at the moment.
Okay, so it genuinely is different. It feels different to playing games at the Aviva or at Thala.
I think so. I think even as I said, sometimes it was, you know, the build-up was still so good. As you said, like, you know, I think the girls stayed, you know, just outside the city this time. But, you know, when I was there, it genuinely, you know, you were walking into town, you were getting a coffee and just, you know, we have a lot of Cork girls on the team as well. Denise, Megan, Saoirse, you know, yeah, Kira Caruso has, you know, a lot of her family is from there as well. So you feel that it's a new buzz, it's a new excitement. You know, in terms of the stadium, listen, I think the girls still love Thala, absolutely love Aviva. But our record down there is phenomenal, really. And, you know, especially when you look at the list of teams that we've played there.
Can I ask, when you're watching the game on Friday, what do you see early in the fixture that makes you fully believe that something special might be happening here?
Yeah, do you know what? There was the moment, I can't remember what minute it was. It must have been the first 2-3 minutes, maybe first 5 minutes. It was, you know, they were getting down Ireland's right side, you know, finding a lot of space. And for me, it was just that interception, you know, that clearance from Caitlin Hayes, you know, off the toe of one of their strikers. She just came across, you know, good wet day for slide tackle. So she comes in, clears the ball, and you're just like, you know, she's on it. You can see then, like, something like that can automatically bring energy, even though it's, you know, they're on an attack, they're coming down. But it was just the you know, just the conviction and the quality of, you know, how she comes in. If that was me, that would be like, right, I'm set up now. And, yeah, you know, the rest of your team are like back line are there. They're on it. They're ready to clear balls. And it just gives you that little bit of, yeah, I don't know, a first big moment and you've dealt with it really, really well. Yeah. And then they just carried on throughout. They were just so composed, you know, and calm throughout the whole game and with such quality. So it was, yeah, it was an absolute joy to watch.
Because you get a sense from very early on in the fixture as well that Larkin and Caruso in particular are going to be an absolute nuisance for that Netherlands defence. And it was a perfect clash of styles that looked like it was going to go in Ireland's favour.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they were just set up, you know, have worked really well together. And that's, you know, thankfully for us, you know, Ciara has really become a mainstay, and it's, you know, a lot of players can play with her. And for me, she sets the tone. You know, she's a real leader up there. I think her defensive positioning, you know, in terms of how she blocks, you know, defences and teams to go one way, and it gives, you know, gives the Ireland team a signal of, OK, this is where we're going. This is how we're going to trap them. You know, we can go jump, pounce on a ball. And yeah, I just think, you know, and that's something that, you know, Abby is really starting to bring into her game. You know, I think she's even finding that, you know, motivation as well from Emily, you know, young player still trying to, you know, the last couple of years really find their feet. And, you know, I think just of late they really have, and are putting in really, really mature performances, but then which with such, you know, with such class and technical ability. You know, how good was Abby Larkin on the ball? You know, rarely lost this. And again, they've just really, the team are just really coming together and know how they want to play. And you know where your support is now going to come from, you know, when you win the ball kind of in that middle part of the pitch, as they were doing a lot, but they were just so composed in terms of, you know, how they want to keep it.
Yeah, like there's just a brilliant blend in terms of this team, that there's that composure and then there's that fire and then there's that sort of old school aggression, and then there's just brilliant levels of high class in this team. Yeah. Like two of the moments that really stick out to me come from two of the substitutes, like Seir Shanunan doing the big fist pump for winning the free out was like something you'd see in Camogie or hurling in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Like that was just brilliant. And then on the other side of things, Jessu and the backheel nutmeg down the left flank. Like just two small moments that really sum up the spectrum of things that this team can do when they're on the field of play.
Yeah, and it was just, that's just built, you know, throughout the game. And, you know, you're talking about especially girls in the, you know, the national team that haven't, you know, got a lot of time. Saoirse, I think, has done, you know, really well. I think the move to Celtic has been, just perfect for her and her confidence and the amount of playing time. And, you know, she definitely gets her minutes when she comes on, but she's really effective when she does it. And as you say, just brings the passion, you know, local Cork girl. And then, listen, again, Jessu just has always been that kind of player, and obviously just so unfortunate. But again, to come back from two major injuries to, you know, just get not many minutes, you know, in her club season, and just again, just to produce such quality, which we would be, you know, it would be other teams doing that to us in years previous. But, you know, we really have those technical players, and it's just making sure, you know, that we look after them, that, you know, they look after themselves, the club as well, because they have got, you know, special players. But I just think when you put on that Irish shirt, it's something different as well. You know, when performances are going up those levels, I think just pressure is taken off, and you know, you'll do absolutely anything. And I think it just brings out the best of these players when they're playing for Ireland.
I dare say if Ireland win tomorrow night, Hamden is going to be brought up on plenty of occasions, you know, the best night since ... maybe ever or since Hamden. But obviously hallmarks of that Scotland playoff from Friday night as well, and the role that Amber Barrett played, getting the goal, but winning the corner in the first place, Louise. Like, she had absolutely no right to get anything out of that situation. There was like 20, 30 yards still behind that defender. So to grind that moment out is almost the best piece of football from Barrett in those 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, she does put the fear in defenders. And, you know, she knew she was in that 1v1. I think it was with Janssen, and, you know, Janssen did very well to close her off from the goal, knows that she has pace, is going to try push her wide. So then Amber just knows, okay, I just need to get something here. You know, even a throw in high up the pitch is a great result, but it's a last ditch tackle from, you know, from their captain to try and make sure, you know, they can, you know, keep Amber out. Because again, she comes on in the last 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, you know, and you're already looking at defenders that are having a tough day of it. You know, she's not someone you want coming on. And again, just that is it. I think just people's decision making and support and how they're getting up the pitch, you know, to support that level of play now. That is the difference. And again, that's a move that Amber has made as well, going, you know, going to France to better herself, you know, again. And yeah, listen, it's coming, everything's coming timely and coming through, you know, really, really well. Obviously I saw them go short and that put a bit of fear in me, but it worked a treat.
Exactly. Once the second cross came in.
You know, deliver that. I'm Caitlin Hayes. I'm saying, oh, deliver that ball. But again, just really well worked. It pulled them out and you know, the girls lost their markers.
How did you react when the ball went into the back of the net?
For the whole second half, edge of the seat. I was, you know, watching it with my partner and yeah, she didn't enjoy me watching the game, but you know, edge of the seat, just pure passion. And then honest to God, it went in and I was on my knees and just shed a tear, but just pure joy. It was just, you know, because we've had moments like that. Obviously Amber has given us that, you know, and we've had moments again like that in France in Parc Equive. So it just, you know, it brings it all back. It was, just phenomenal, you know, and deserved as well from the results, you know, early doors as well against Netherlands and France. You know, again, we put in a great shift, unlucky not to get something, but it's how how do you come back from that? How do you bounce back and you know, and put yourself in the running to automatically qualify for a World Cup? It's unbelievable.
It really is. Let's talk about tomorrow night. We just want to kick things off with bit of audio here because Stephen Doyle, who's going to be commentating on the game tomorrow, is already in Grenoble and he's been speaking with Republic of Ireland manager Carla Ward.
Ireland head coach Carla Ward, maybe just give me your general feeling coming into this game now yourself.
Yeah, look, excitement, you know, a big opportunity to play against one of the very best in the world, but a calm and a readiness to go and compete.
I would imagine the players were on a real high on Friday night after achieving what was a historical result for this team. How do you now find the balance between using the good spirits from Friday night, yep, but also finding the balance with that sense of calm going into tomorrow's game and remembering the game plan and everything they have to do?
Yeah, bizarrely, I think that's very easy with this group, you know. They're so determined and obsessed with being better all the time that they don't get carried away. Yeah, of course, they were delighted. Very tired the next day, as you can imagine, but this group is you know, good to work with because they're so focused on what's ahead. So yeah, I think that'll be an easy one.
Do you feel that this team, compared to the one that you took over, is a way more confident team?
Confident, yeah, more structured. I think that, you know, we're now in a position that, you know, we can go and compete, but have the belief to compete. I talk a lot about mindset and an energy, and I think we have that. And it's a collective buy-in. I think now the staff and players, you know, are very united, and I think you can feel that.
Putting the mindset and the confidence and all those kind of things to one side, watching this Ireland team now, I think it's really impressive, especially on Friday night, the amount of times that you turned over the opposition's possession, went on the counter-attack. There was also a real calmness in decision-making.
Yep.
And also those kind of little passing movements to get yourself up the field. Is that something you feel that's got better with this team?
Yeah, we've had to do a lot of work. It's taken time to get to where we want to get to. We're still lots of work to do, but we have, you know, we do a lot of work on, you know, when we retain the ball, how we retain the ball, then what we do with it. And I think it's, you know, the girls have really bought into how we want to play. Everybody understands their role with and without the ball, and that has been like one of the biggest improvements, I would say, over the last 6 months.
I did mention to you about Melvin Millard in the press conference. When she came on in, Tala, like, obviously she's a really talented player, but it did seem there was just maybe little mistakes that were made with the players, maybe individually. Is that something now that you've kind of worked on and you would be more confident maybe they can handle those situations better?
Yeah, I think, listen, that first game we're playing against, you know, first league A game for some time, and probably finding feet again. But look, you're playing against some of the best players in the world, and there's going to be moments where, you know, we don't quite have that. What's the right word in here? I think the best way to put it is you're coming up against the best in the world day one of League A. There's going to be mistakes, you know, there's going to be mistakes in every game. We make mistakes every day, that's fine. It's how we learn from it, how we adapt, how we reset and go again.
Just finally, Carla, to ask you, Denise O'Sullivan and Emily Murphy missing for the Netherlands game, not far from ideal, but now they're fresh for this game. How important is that?
Yeah, two pairs of fresh legs I think will be massively important, and them two are a bundle of energy, aren't they? So to have them fresh is massively critical for us.
Yeah, fair play to Stephen Doyle for not even, tempting Carla Ward with an answer as who's actually going to start, because she definitely would have given absolutely nothing away. If you were in her position, Louise, what would you do?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot. And yeah, listen, I struggle with it. But as she said, it's having a set of fresh legs there, with Emily, with Denise. So I would imagine they would come back in. Obviously, apart from, getting the yellow cards, there's no, it's not a performance thing. Listen, depending on how the week's gone in training. But I think Emily and Denise will come back in there, definitely Denise. And then, yeah, it is a little bit of a toss-up between Emily and Larco. But, as Carla made some very brave subs the other day, and if it is about that, can you get an incredible 60 minutes, out of your strikers and then be able to make a couple of subs? So that's, maybe what I'd imagine. There was a formation change. There was, and I just think it worked. It worked really well. Rusha brought balance in that first half and, hasn't had a lot of minutes. And again, just a little bit of balance, a little bit of maturity. And then, to have, Netherlands were never going to think that we'd really go all out again, and you're putting on really technical players, changing the two strikers. Listen, really, really brave. So again, for me, I think they'll all get minutes, and it's just about, it's just about timing and where we need it. And she got a spot on the other day.
How different in terms of the style of player are Larkin and Murphy? Because we've seen the unbelievable quality that Emily Murphy has brought to her young Ireland career so far.
Yeah, that's the thing. They definitely have, a lot of similarities. I think Emily likes to drop maybe just a little bit deeper to receive the ball. She likes to run at people. She'll come out, really wide, link up down, down that left-hand side, which I think has been really, really strong for us. Obviously, Katie there, Emily, it's either Marissa might come over, Denise is there, and then you have Chloe Mustaki, who's again just having that left foot and bringing balance, but like such a quality left foot. That balance is really good there. And I just think Larco she's just technically fantastic. She finds little gaps, she's maturing really well under pressure. There was the moment I think she was surrounded by three Netherlands players middle of the pitch, and she still managed to get away and get a little pass out. So they are very similar, but I just think you maybe just get a little bit more work rate out of Emily in terms of the work she does off the ball. She can naturally kind of drop into midfield, and she's been asked to do that in many games, whereas in Larco, she really has that eye for goal and getting forward, and the forward passes that she does to link the play. So again, it's one of those where you don't want to compare. You'd love, hopefully there's times where the two of them will be on the pitch together and be able to link that through. But yeah, it does seem like it's a bit of a toss up, between them. But again, I think both of them will have a massive impact on the game.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting tomorrow evening at around 7 o'clock to see how that team sheet actually does look. Very likely, though, that Denise O'Sullivan will come in. Rusha Littlejohn likely to be the person that misses out. She was speaking, though, in yesterday's press conference about the reaction to her starting Friday night's game against the Dutch.
Honestly, I find it baffling. I think that people want to write players off because they've not played a lot of minutes. Obviously, I would have liked to have played a lot more minutes. I feel like I was capable of playing more minutes, but at the end of the day, the manager picks their strongest team, and I wasn't in the plans, so that's that. And Palace get promoted, so I can't really complain about it. But I'm like, I'm 35. That's my 94th cap for Ireland. So I don't know how people don't expect you to come in and play 45 minutes. Like, we can do it in our sleep now. You're an experienced player. And I think that's it. Seamus Coleman can do it. So can I. It's no big deal. But I think people are always looking to pinpoint or knock people down, but you've just got to block that out and believe in yourself. And like I say, we've got a great group of players, great squad, so we'll back each other up on the pitch.
That's great stuff. Immediately feel guilty for suggesting that she'll be the one to drop out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. But listen, it's one of those. I think, you know, Denise always gets her spot there. But again, Ruth, she's spot on. You know, you know what you're gonna get out of her. And again, it's very easy to, you know, to blame the amount of minutes that she, you know, maybe hasn't played. And then sometimes she's played some of her best games being in a very similar situation. She gives everything. Absolutely everything. And again, she has that experience, intelligence, to know how to use it. And again, she just, even if it is just simply linking play through that midfield, offering a pass to your back line, she's spot on. You know, there's rarely doubts of Seamus Coleman. And again, he's been there, done that. But, you know, Rusha has, you know, that quality and mentality that she can give you at least 45 minutes. And if not more, if the manager wants more, she'll absolutely give you more. And she'll be very honest in her assessment. If something is, maybe her Achilles is playing up, she'll be very honest. She'll tell you the truth. She'll say, listen, this isn't for me. And, you know, she has to manage, you know how to manage yourself, and players need to know how to manage that, because you can still get quality out of a player like her. And and she's just a brilliant squad player. So again, she can and she will make an impact if she comes on. But yeah, listen, I just think Denise, fresh legs, will just bring that quality again.
When it comes to this French challenge then, Ireland were 1-0 up against them back in March for ages in this game. It was Katie McCabe who put them ahead early on before Melvin Medard scored twice in the space of 8 or 9 minutes. Medard was brought up in that conversation with Carla Ward there a moment ago with Steve-O. Where is this French team at? Like, is there almost a little bit of being forewarned as forearmed with the French? Do you think they maybe took their eye off the ball a little bit against Ireland earlier this year, or actually is the gap between these teams much smaller than we had initially suspected before this campaign?
I would say there's definitely a little bit of, that cockiness about them in general. And I think they probably, you know, have that sort of mentality against a lot of teams. And, there's surely something there, because they do fail to really get through, going through in tournaments and getting over that final stage. And, you know, but that's, you think now that's, you know, that's twice now that we've absolutely put it up to them in the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years. We're going to be on their home pitch, but listen, yeah, they are going to have to, you know, really respect us and fear us, because we are playing some really, really good football, but we are now nullifying a lot of what they want to do well. You know, we are taking that out of teams, not letting them play their game, you know, really setting a trap. And And again, being front-footed, I'm sure they thought towards, you know, the Netherlands again, towards the end of the game, we'll sit off, we'll sit back. You know, that wasn't the decision. And Carla, again, very brave, putting, you know, Saoirse on and going 3-4-3, being like, yeah, listen, let's go for it. And I think, you know, it will be a similar, I wouldn't say nerves are too high tomorrow, truthfully. I would say there is a buzz, you know, to kind of get to this stage. How they've been playing, it still is. It's pressure off. You know, it's France who have the pressure. It was Netherlands who had the pressure, you know, trying to get that, you know, number one spot. But listen, I do think on their home turf, France will be, yeah, listen, they'll be very much up for it. They know now that Netherlands have dropped points and they have to go take this opportunity. But yeah, as I said, it's about nullifying it, and can we keep it going for that 90 minutes? As you said, the last game, it was, for me, it was a stage of fatigue for 10 minutes. And again, should have, could have, would have got it back to 2-2 and, you know, in those dying moments. But for me, you know, I think, again, pressure's off. This is the biggest, you know, sort of free hit against such a quality team that you're going to get, but still have that backup of, okay, you know, we probably don't deserve to finish third in this group, but it still gives us a massive, massive chance to go on and do what we want to do.
Definitely. It's kind of crazy to think what would have happened if Ireland did, you know, keep it to 1-1 or get to 2-2 against France, and they would have only needed a point tomorrow. Like, nothing about this has been fluky. And yet it feels, you know, when it comes to the public, we're all kind of conditioned to where the Republic of Ireland are at relative to this current team, which is, you know, just a little bit below the standard of the top teams in League A. So flittering somewhere between League B and League A, I think anyway, was maybe the public perception of this team before this campaign. Now that has been completely altered, that Ireland are able to go toe-to-toe with the top quality teams in the continent. And how Carla Ward has been able to discover that confidence, that higher level of confidence, I think is a massive credit to what she's done as a manager.
Yeah, and I think it is just that you've got to, you know, we can say some of the performances last year, you know, weren't great, but I think I remember even Carla saying herself, you know, she's like, I've still won 7 out of 8, you know, we're still in a good place. And, you know, but I think obviously people were a bit critical of the performances, but yeah, she tried to change things. She soon then changed back, realizing, do you know what, this is still really fluid for us. The girls know this off the back of their hand, you know, kind of a back five sort of scenario. But again, the intelligence and experience of players, it makes it very, very fluid. You know, and it's still, sometimes it's Katie who is, you know, setting the trap, you know, from a coming higher up the pitch, or she can, you know, she can come into midfield. They're doing a really nice, you know, defensive 4-4-2 where they need to, and it allows players to jump and be really comfortable. And that's it. You know, it's, you know, you're finally getting that chance. And Carla's been known for, you know, how she likes to play her attacking football, and you know, especially when she was at Villa. And yeah, listen, absolute credit to her. It's you know, probably very different as a only ever having done, you know, club, being a club manager, club football. You can kind of bring your players in and out. You can, you know, go in transfer windows. You can do this where, you know, this is the group and you have to go with it and really adapt to figure out, okay, what works for this group. And listen, she took it. It took a few games, but, you know, naturally so, you know, we always want success and results straight away. And, but now, yeah, now it's really come to fruition at the right time in League A, unexpected. And, you know, that's a buzz. You love that as a, you know, as an Irish player, kind of, you know, really trying to come out of those shadows of an underdog. But I still think we will keep that underdog mentality, you know, even as we keep growing and moving up the rankings and going against these top players.
It's a really great place to be. Louise, what is going to happen tomorrow, do you think?
I did predict the other day that we'd win and then maybe a draw, but which doesn't do us much favours. But after seeing, you know, after seeing that win, like, yeah, I back them. I think they can do it. It'll be, yeah, really, really difficult. I think they'll win. How they'll win, I don't know. Never could have predicted a 3-2. Probably could have predicted a last minute Amber Barrett goal, because that's also what she does. But just again with that quality. But yeah, I have full confidence in them. I think they're going to go in. Yeah, no nerves. Just yeah, a massive opportunity to again make history.
Brilliant. Well, it's going to be live here on Off the Ball, an 8 p.m. kickoff. Stephen Doyle and Kira Grant on commentary for France versus the Republic of Ireland. Winner goes to the World Cup. Louise, always great to chat to you. Thanks a million for joining us.
Lovely. Thanks, Owen.
Cheers. Louise Gwynn there on the line. We'll take a quick break.
Football on Off the Ball with NoviBet, home of the best value in Bet Builder betting. Download and play today. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.